Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! It's the, it's Koi Pond. Guess what, though? I think it's time I play my song.
What song is that?
Finally Here!
Yeah. What have you been waiting on?
I don't know. Maybe on the next one?
It's dope. Yeah.
Nick, can you find Finally Here?
Yeah, definitely.
And let's play that.
Is it?
It's on my special. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Netflix, man. What an amazing network.
Wow.
What an amazing network. I love that place.
You feel it? I feel the love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Across the board. Okay. A lot of people have been complaining because I eat during the pod. I'm not eating. It's just my mouth is dry right now.
Like me and Chris.
Yes. Those are the ones that complain the most.
Yeah.
Chris and Nick complained the most.
They gave you the food, though.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
Yeah, he did give me the food. In fact, before the pod started, Chris went like this. Donuts? And then I eat the donuts. I go, yes, please, Chris. And then I eat the donuts. And then he goes like this. Hey, try not to eat the donuts.
Yeah.
Then why'd you offer?
Yeah, what do you want, Chris?
It's all a trap.
It's all a trap? You're so dumb. It's prom season.
It is.
So all those parents out there... Especially the dads.
My daughter went to 2 proms, bro.
Yo, your daughter's hot.
She went to 2. Take it easy.
No, your daughter's hot.
Two different dates?
I'm kidding. Hey,
look.
Ooh.
Look. Your daughter's hot. And you know that. So, of course, every guy's going to ask your daughter.
Yeah.
Now, how do you handle that situation? Now, I feel bad for the dads that, you know, your daughters didn't get asked, and I feel bad.
Right.
Look at me, man. I went to 2 proms, and the girls that I went with hated me.
What do you do? How do you handle that with your daughter when she comes and goes?
You tell them.
She goes, nobody asked me.
Oh, I know. What do you do?
What do you say?
I know. You didn't have to deal with that.
I didn't. Thank God.
How? What a weird situation for you, though. 2 different dudes.
Yeah.
Living life.
She got 2 Who's free meals life? Out
Dude,
of it.
I went to prom. I went to my senior prom alone.
No, you did.
Yeah, dude. And then the winter formal before that, my date left me for my best friend.
She left you at the at prom?
Yeah. Oh. It was a good life.
That is pathetic.
High school ruled.
Yeah, but who won? Who won that final situation?
They're you? Both millionaires.
Okay, they won. Damn it. Yeah.
Where's the justice?
Yeah, they won. You're right, Chris. Nick, who'd you go with? Do you remember? You don't have to say the name.
No, I do. Yeah. Well, when I was junior, I went with a senior. But when I was a senior, I went with a chick from another school. They were both like...
Yeah, slim pickings out there where we were from, huh?
I had to drive 3.5 miles.
What was the girl-to-guy ratio? It was like 9 girls for every guy. This is how they pick Nick. I guess I would Nick. Aww. Well, that's cool, I guess. No. You're a good-looking guy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're an athlete.
I'm pretty a slim guy now, but I was really skinny. I just grow spurt and stuff. So, like, they were more friend dates. I'm not going to lie. I don't think they were super into me.
I think every guy had friend dates. Not Dre, though. Dre over here was a stud in school.
Well, I was going to say
had the Letterman code. So, he was a starting guard for the basketball team.
I was.
He had a high top fade.
I did. Yeah.
He had Nikes.
Keep going. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. See, we lived in we lived during the time where there was a lot more broke people than like now. Like I see these, I see kids with kids now. You know what I mean? Like, I see a lot of 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds having kids.
Right.
And you look at their kids that they have.
Yeah.
Dressed to the nines.
I know. Where are they getting the loot?
Man? Where are you getting your money?
What's happening?
Because during our time, Dre, like, I mean, come on, man.
I was broke.
We were all broke. Yeah. And that's why when I saw that you had, like, Air Force Ones and all, like, mind you, Chris, this is when Air Force Ones just came out.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a shoe. Like, Nike just put air into the shoe.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just the Air Force. No,
they weren't. They were Nikes.
Nikes.
1985, 86 First is edition. When they put air into the Nikes.
Right.
And they called them Air Force Ones. That's why they're called Ones. They were the first ones.
Yeah.
So when he got them, it was like, holy shit, bro. It was like seeing someone with a gold car. It's cool. You know what I mean, Nick?
You don't know what I had to do to get those though,
bro. But yeah, you had to be a baller. Like we weren't getting them. Like there was only I can count maybe three kids that had Air Force.
They were on the team. All of them.
And I remember, and they all had the green swooshes because of that was our colors.
Yeah.
But the only other kid that Brendan, you remember Brendan, the kid that took his life?
Yeah.
It's an awful way to.
Yeah.
But you remember him? He was like really popular, but he had a lot of money. His family had money and he had them. But I just remember not too many people when I was a kid had money. Like we didn't have nice. There was a lot of broke kids at our school, man.
Yeah.
And now you see these kids.
Well, we went to an inner city school.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we did.
We were actually in the heart of the city. We were literally in Tacoma.
Yeah.
So we were broke. Yeah. All of us were broke.
Everybody.
We saw all of it.
Except for the Furcrest kids that came in.
Furcrest kids had the money.
They had some money.
Henry Foss, broke ass kids. We were all broke, man. This is how broke we were, man. A lot of us had to take the city bus.
Yeah.
We took the city bus to school. Like, I took city bus. I had to do two transfers, man.
Not even a school bus. The actual metro,
whatever it was called. Like, you know how these kids get a yellow bus? Man, I had to take the city bus with crackheads and hoodlums. I'm not even joking.
I know.
It was bad. And then we had to leave so early that it was dark outside. You remember that?
Yeah.
Dark outside, and then they took us to the center where they would do the switch off. And you had to do the bus transfer?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And it was violent.
It was violent, bro.
The bus center?
It was whack.
I've seen some stuff on a city bus before.
Bro, but we had to go to the...
When you're a child? Yeah.
No, but we had to take that bus to the center where you do the switch and they would take us to the school. But not even to the school. It would drop us off in front of like I forgot what store was there.
Fred Meyer!
Yeah. It was like back then that was like equivalent to... It was like a broke Target. Right, Fred Meyer?
Yeah.
But a broke version of Target. It was just like this all-purpose store that wasn't even open. It would just, they would drop us off, and then you had to cross like eight lanes of traffic. It was just to get to school was like game of death.
Wait, they dropped you off because they didn't want to turn around, right?
Hell no, they didn't want to turn around.
I'm going this way already. You could cross.
Dude, when you got to school, some of the teachers were like, you made it?
Right. Well, I don't know if you
We thought for sure you wouldn't make it.
And I don't know if you remember this. We were the only school that had an open campus.
We did. We had an open campus. So we could leave.
And anybody could walk on.
Seriously.
Campus.
This is like 87? 87, yeah. 88, right?
Yeah.
It was so weird. We had an open campus. I could just leave. Just leave. They didn't care.
Okay, wait. I'm going to tell you.
I'm 16.
Let me tell you how this school was. When we got there, there was a smoking section.
Oh, yeah. We did have a smoking section. It was so. Yo, I swear to God, some of the seniors look like grown men.
You sure you weren't in jail?
I swear to God, man. Like, I tell kids, man. I always tell like some of these kids now. I'm like, yo, you don't even know what we went to. Like,
yeah.
Jem and I were so broke, man. It was so whack. It was whack. And it was so fun. Like, I see these kids, like my son, like wow. Like sometimes I get so jealous. I'm like, dude, you were so spoiled.
I don't understand because times have changed, of course. But there's inflation. So how is it that there's so much more money available?
I don't get it.
Or at least disposable income.
It's a different kind of broke because I'm not understanding these kids is broke. Yeah. I don't understand. You're broke. What broke are you talking about? I'll tell you broke, man. I'm talking about two sweatshirts. I had two sweatshirts. One was called, they don't even know this brand. It was Union Bay.
I remember that.
I think that was a local brand.
It was a Seattle brand, yeah.
It was a Seattle brand called Union Bay. And a lot of kids in Seattle had Union Bay. You know what I mean? Like, they would rock it. But I had the one that came off of the clearance rack. You know what I mean? It was like so... My mom had a Bon Marché card.
With
maybe a $600 limit.
Right.
And she'd give me like $250 of that limit for the year. Like I had to buy I think it was like 200. I think like barely that. And I got like two pairs of jeans. I had to get a pair of shoes, and I had to get like a parka, because you can't live without a parka in Seattle. So that already took 130 bucks of your money, and that's a cheap jacket.
Yeah,
I remember I bought an Izod parka, and it was royal blue because I wanted something that matched the Seahawks color.
Yeah,
and it had a green lining. Yo, it was so whack. It was so whack, man. And then I had the Union Base sweatshirt, and then I had another sweatshirt and some Levi's, and I had to buy some cheap Nikes. And this is what I did with my sweatshirts. I would wear one day with it out with the logo, and the other like 2 days later I would wear it inside
like
out.
Like it was a separate jacket.
Like no one knew. like I was tricking people. Like, oh, that's an all teal sweatshirt.
So we used to go to do they have Kmart here?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Kmart, yeah.
We used to go to Kmart. Oh, and remember, man. Kmart had like $5 layaway or whatever.
Ooh, yeah.
And my mom would take us there and put a gang of stuff on layaway. And we would never go back.
Never, ever,
we would
ever.
Imagine that we got everything that we picked
up. Are you being
up.
Serious right
I'm
now?
I'm dead serious.
It's just like buying it.
So she made you feel like you guys were getting stuff.
Yeah.
And put $5 down.
Yeah.
And we never you guys back. Never went back.
Never went back.
That hurts.
It's heartbreaking, man.
That is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
How about this? I went to Foot Locker with my mom, and she goes, okay, we're done here. Let's go to Kenny's so we can get your shoes. Let's go to Kenny's. Do they have Kenny's here?
I don't
know. Oh, they don't
so.
Even know what I'm talking about. No, Kenny's shoe store.
I remember Kenny's shoe store.
Kenny was like a knockoff. They would knock off all the brand name shoes. So like penny loafers, like Polo made a penny loafer.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny made a duplicate of that.
Right.
If Nike made Air Force Ones, Kenny had Air Force Stadias.
Yeah.
Right. Remember Stadia? Yeah. It was called Stadia.
Yep.
And instead of a swoosh, it had a whale on the side. It was just a big whale. I'm not even joking right now.
Dude, my first pair of basketball shoes ever
were Kenny.
I think they were from Kenny. They were called AAUs.
AAUs.
And they had so many stripes on them, bro.
Oh, they had like six stripes.
It looked like a GPS map.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes. I think I know what, you're talking about. They don't know this reference. They don't know what we're talking about. I think that was a Seattle thing.
Maybe.
But Kenny shoes, man.
Yeah.
We were so damn broke, man. I remember when my friend would go to Nordstrom, because Nordstrom is from Seattle. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
The Nordstrom family is from Seattle,
yeah,
and they blew up in Seattle. So just imagine when in 87, 88, when you saw kids going to Nordstrom, you were like, what? Are you guys millionaires?
Bro, we didn't step foot in
Hell
Nordstrom.
Hell no, you didn't step foot in Nordstrom. It looked rich. They had wood.
Right.
Like, what is wood?
Yeah.
They had Polo. Like, you just looked around and went, whoa, they have Polo in there.
Yeah.
Joe was like, one day I'm going to work there.
Yep. Well, no, I didn't even work at Nordstrom. I worked at Nordstrom Rack, the discount Nordstrom. Bro, we were so – that's why I see these kids today. These kids having kids.
Yeah.
But able to buy them Jordans. Like, I see these kids and I'm like, yo, you have a whole fit on.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, what? How are you – what is this?
Right.
How is your four-year-old kid dressed to the nines? Like, dude, you are not broke. Don't ever tell me you're broke.
Right.
When your kid looks like that.
Well, I'd rather see that than the parent dressed to the nines and the kid.
Yeah,
and the kid.
And I do
– And
I,
you see that sometimes. And you see the kid looking like
– Yeah, that I get mad at.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that either. That, but I'm just saying, like, I was broke.
Yeah.
I want some of these kids to look like me.
You got to find the right kid.
Did you ever do imagination when you were a kid?
Imagination?
Yeah, where you would open up like a Sears catalog or a JCPenney catalog and go to the toy department and imagine those gifts.
I would take a pen and mark the gifts. Yes.
And try and hope that your mom would see that?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
She probably saw it.
But she just ignored it.
Yeah.
She didn't care. Do you remember what a Sears catalog looks like or a JCPenney catalog? You do?
The JCPenney ones we got. My grandma raised me, so I have all this like generation stuff a little bit. She's old school like that. So we had a catalog come up.
So she had it. She had it in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to the toy section and imagine?
My grandma laid away stuff at Kmart. I mean, she ended up buying it eventually, but she laid away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite thing? What was your favorite toy in the toy section of JCPenney? Would you always go, man, I wish I had the money for that?
Yeah.
That, I mean, the cars that you could sit in when you're like,
oh, right.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, you're a baller if you have one of those. That was an untouchable thing for me.
Yeah. Yep. How about you, Chris?
That
car that he's talking about is actually the car you're driving right now. It's a perfect size.
It rides really smooth. I like it. I agree though. Just being able to sit in that thing.
That was another thing you wanted?
Not even the power
Mine
wheel.
Was
just
cheaper.
Just the one that rolls. Like it doesn't even have like the power in it.
Right. Mine's a cheaper one, but I always wanted it and I never got it.
What's that?
Mousetrap.
Oh.
I wanted Mousetrap so bad.
Looks so intricate.
Because you remember, because they had it built. They had the pitcher and the kids were having a blast.
They looked like they had so much fun.
And that ball was just flying.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I want that so damn bad.
It was better to want it. You ever play that thing eventually?
It sucked.
It sucked.
It sucked.
The whole thing you had to put, it was building the thing turn by turn. It was horrible.
Yeah, they should call it Mouse Crap.
Yeah.
Mouse Trap.
I remember one in a green machine.
Oh,
remember that?
Green Machine was the more expensive
tricycle
thing.
And it had brakes on both
sides. Brakes, bro.
And a kid up the block got one.
Oh, man. You should have stole that thing.
I was full of envy, bro.
You should have stole it. What? You have to press the button, Nick.
I was just saying he was green with envy after that.
Good one.
I like that.
You should have. Man, I stole a couple things. I never stole from my friends. I would never do that, but I stole a couple things from like, did I ever tell you when I got in trouble? When I got not arrested, but my dad let me go to the jail?
No.
Did I ever tell you guys this story?
No. I don't remember this.
All right, so there's this thing called the base exchange, which is like the military, their store, their department store. It's called the base exchange. And my dad loved going there because they don't have tax. And that's my dad's thing. If I can save a dime, I'm saving a dime.
Yeah.
So we go to the base exchange, and I'm with my sister Rowena. Right? My sister Rowena, she don't give a shit. She'll steal anything. So I'm with my sister. This is before Gemma came, right? This is before my sister Gemma was with us. So it was me and my sister Rowena. Mind you, my sister Rowena hates me anyways. So my dad's like, yo, you guys go walk around, not shop, because we didn't have any money. Just go walk around and I got to go buy cigarettes. He had to buy cigarettes. He always bought his cigarettes there because they were cheap.
Yeah.
And then so we're walking around, and my sister's like, Joe, come here. I'm like, what? This is when Michael Jackson came out. I think it's the sixth grade. What? Dude, look at this. And she shows me all these gold chains. Because you know those racks that just have like little, you know, the gold chains are hanging?
Yeah.
You know, when we're kids, you think that's real gold.
Right.
Because it says 18 karat gold.
Yeah.
So I'm like, holy shit, Rowena, what are you going to do with all that gold? She goes, I already took some. I go, you're kidding me. Yeah, I'm going to take some more. What? So how do you do that? She goes, you just put it in the bag. I go, okay, cool. Because wait a minute. I forgot to say something. My dad gave us money to buy something, one thing each. So I bought an album. I think he gave us $10. So I bought an album, and she bought some gold chains.
Right.
But she put more gold chains in that bag. But at the base exchange, they put the receipt on the outside of the paper bag and staple it. And that's how you're supposed to walk out of the store. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look at your bag, and they go, oh, they see a stapled receipt. It better not be open. But we didn't know that. So we undid the staple, pulled the staple out, pulled the receipt out. Open my bag. I had an album in there. Guess what album it was? Ready? Buffalo Girls.
Oh, love that.
Buffalo Girls going round the outside.
Round the outside.
Who's calling? Remember that?
Yep.
That's the album I bought. That's the album I bought. Album, mind you. And it was a single, 12-inch single. So it was cheaper because the whole album was expensive. So I bought the single, right? Single's big, though. By, it's a 12-inch single. It's huge, right? So anyways, my sister's like, yeah, just put it in the bag. Are you serious right now? Yeah. I go, I want to get Michael Jackson's new album. She goes, all right, go get it. It's Michael Jackson.
Right.
This album had his pictures on it.
Yeah.
You remember that? It was in a clear case. It didn't come in a cardboard case. It was Michael Jackson. One side, it was him wearing the white tuxedo with the tiger scratch in his arm.
Yep.
And then the other side, he was wearing a yellow cardigan with a yellow bow tie.
I had that poster.
You did?
Poster. Had it.
Bro, I almost had the album if I didn't get caught. So I'm going through the album section, right? And I'm like, I want this so bad. I gotta have this album, right? This album's expensive. Like, I think it was like $15. Like, yo.
Right.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
So I grab it. And I stick it in the paper bag. And I wish we could see the surveillance tape because I know I didn't even look over my shoulder. All my sister said was put it in the bag.
Right.
I didn't know, like, look out for people or look over your shoulder. You know what I mean? Just kind of put it in the bag.
Yeah.
You're good, right? I mean, you're stealing it, but, you know.
Right.
So I put the album in the bag, right? Black guy across the album section. He goes, getting some albums? And I go, man, I just got that Michael Jackson album.
Oh, now you're bragging.
I'm bragging.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just got that new Michael Jackson album, and I got the Buffalo Girls album, man. Right. I can't wait to dance tonight in my room. And the guy goes, yeah, man, all right. He goes, yeah, I'm probably going to get an album, too. Cool.
Right.
Now my sister comes and gets me. She goes, let's go. Dad told us to meet him outside. Yeah, I just got an album. My sister goes, I just got some more fucking gold. We walk outside. That black guy grabs my wrist. You're coming with me.
Oh.
I go, what? Throws his badge up. Military police, undercover.
Oh, man. How old are you? 11?
I was sixth grade.
Okay.
Sixth grade. It was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
So sixth or seventh.
Right.
Gemma didn't come until the eighth grade.
Right.
So, yeah, sixth or seventh.
Okay.
It's right around there.
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, it was bad. So it's like 1984.
So you're scared to death.
Are you kidding me? My fucking heart. I'm like, what?
I thought this guy was your friend.
Yeah, I go, I thought you were getting an album too. My heart is pounding. He goes, come with me. Where's your parents? He's outside. I go, well, I paid for it. And I showed the receipt. Yeah. He goes, no, I saw you put the other album in there. I go, Rowena. Rowena. She goes, you didn't catch me. Good luck.
You just hear her bag jangling.
Yeah. She's shaking her bag. Yeah. No, she had to come with me. Because my dad's still outside in the car. He doesn't even know that I'm caught yet.
Oh, man.
So she had to come with me, right? So now we're sitting inside the office, and he's typing. I forget if he handcuffed me or something. Because he had to go get my dad. My dad was in the goddamn car outside. So I forgot what happened. I think he just scared us to – pretty sure we weren't going to leave.
Right.
But he looked at my sister and was like, you guys better not leave. I got to go get your father.
Right.
All right. Right? So as he leaves, Rowena goes, wait, I'm telling this story wrong. Because my sister did something gangster. She did. She did something. I'm forgetting this part right here. So we're sitting in the thing, and he's like, where's your dad? I'm like, he's in the car. I got to go get him. Let me call. He starts calling somebody to what? That's what he does. He called somebody, this is payphone, or not payphone, but a dial phone.
Right.
To call someone to watch us in the room. As he's talking on the phone, my sister looks at me and she goes like this. Shh. She puts her finger over her lips and starts putting the gold that she stole in her fucking bra with this guy's back turned. And I had an option.
She was a natural born criminal.
Bro. And she goes, don't fucking say it. She's like mouthing, don't fucking say anything. Don't fucking say anything. This is a lot of gold. I can go to prison for life. And I literally wanted to go, sir.
Right.
You make my albums bad. Right. She's got Mr. T's fucking outfit in that bag.
Right.
Check her tits. My sister stuffs both bras with gold. Both bras right. filled with gold. Now we go get my dad. Now we go get my dad, right? He walks us outside. My dad told him as he was coming in, take him to jail.
Yeah.
And I'll meet you at jail. Are you fucking kidding me? So now I'm going to jail. He goes, your dad said you need to go to jail. What? What are you talking about? Now we're driving. I'm in the cop car driving. This is the agreement, you know, because my dad's a soldier, and right. he's a soldier. Right. Like they're all they're doing is scaring the
shit
out of me.
They talked about it on the way
yeah, in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take him to fucking jail.
So they put you in the car.
I didn't see my dad even say this. He talked to my dad.
Oh, okay, right.
When he left the room, he talked to my dad, and my dad was like, go send him to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Take him to fucking jail, and I'll come get him there. Yeah. And so he sent me, put me in the cop car. Fucking drove. I had handcuffs on. Embarrassed me in front of everybody. Everyone saw me walk out of there. My sister's just like this. Don't fucking say anything. Don't fucking say a goddamn thing, you fucking idiot. I didn't tell you to take an album, dipshit. They drive me to the goddamn jail, right? Then my dad comes, and I'm crying. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Get in the fucking car. He's... curse. This is back when you're allowed to do that shit right. in public in front of cops.
Right.
Get
right.
the fucking car. I'm going to murder you tonight.
Right.
And this cop's going to help me dispose of the body. And I'm looking at the cop. Are you going to help me? You shouldn't have stole the album.
I don't deserve to die.
So we get to the house. I shouldn't even tell this part of the story, but fuck it, man. It was the times, right?
Yeah.
My dad bought milk. And I got out of the car, and my dad... Oh, man. So I get out of the car, and he's so goddamn pissed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he goes, hold the fucking milk. And he kind of like...
Shoved it at you?
Shoved it.
Yeah.
It exploded, man.
Oh,
milk all over me. It was so humiliating. Milk all over the goddamn ground. Because I couldn't grab it.
Right.
It fell to the ground. Milk all over. And we lived in a... Like everyone saw it. Like, it was in front of the house, right. man. It was right. like... And like all this milk all over my body, and I was screaming, crying, like, I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry. Go to your fucking room. And I laid down on my bed, and I was there like the whole
just
fucking day.
Just a milky mess.
Yeah. And my mom, this is the saddest part of the story. You ready? My mom, this is so crazy. My mom comes home at like 5 p.m, right? Guess what she has?
Michael
the album.
Michael, oh,
of
no,
course.
Michael Jackson, Moonwalker, the book.
Oh.
And I don't even read. So it was an awful fucking present. But how ironic that it just happened to be Michael Jackson. And she was so excited to give it to me.
Right.
And I broke her heart when I told her that I stole the album.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I got you this book. And I was like, yeah, I stole an album. I cried. Yeah. Why do you smell like milk? And I told her, bro, you should have heard this fight. You should have heard my mom, man, in the living room. Don't you ever fucking throw anything at my son again. Don't you ever throw milk at him again. What the fuck is wrong with you? It was pretty gangster.
Yeah.
And I was just, then I was like, oh, I'm good.
Right.
I'm cool. I'm going to steal again.
Yeah.
But mind you, I've never told on my sister about that gold. I think I just recently told on my sister like...
She probably still has it.
Like 3 years ago. I think I just told.
You think she still has the gold?
And you know what? You know what's funny about this? Oh, she's probably got the gold. She still has the outfits that she bought from fucking Mervyn's. That's the true story. And Sears. And check this out. She kind of denied it. And I'm like, Ween, don't fucking deny that. She goes, no, I don't remember putting it in my bra. I was like, Rowena, don't do this. Like, I get it. You're allowed to, like, bury things in your mind.
Yeah.
But don't act like you stole that gold, Ween.
You were kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was 5 years older than me.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, 15, 16.
She's still a kid.
Doing kid stuff. She's a thief, man. She stole it. Did you ever steal anything from a store? Did you ever get caught shoplifting?
7-Eleven.
What'd you steal?
Some candy.
That's nothing. That's petty, man.
No, but I got caught.
I stole an album,
but
bro.
But the thing is, I got caught, and they brought my grandmother to the store, and it was it was super, really? Super embarrassing. And then
did she smack you?
No, she. Same thing like with your mom. She made me feel bad.
Oh
like,
yeah,
you don't.
No, have, my dad. My dad made me feel bad.
Your dad.
Yeah,
she was just like, if you ever want anything, just ask me. You don't have to. You know how heartbreaking
that is? Gut wrenching.
You don't have to. That's worse. I would have. I wish she would have like hit me.
Why'd you steal, baby?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you steal, baby?
Well, I was hungry.
You hungry, baby? Grandma always cook for you.
I know, but you make ham hocks. Yeah, I don't like ham hocks.
What, baby? My grandma always make good ham hocks. What did you steal, baby?
I had a Snickers bar.
A Snickers?
Snickers bar.
Snicker, please.
Grandma, I don't think you should talk to me that way.
I'm just saying. How can you steal Snickers?
I want to go back outside and play.
Yeah, go outside and play, baby.
Was that Grandma or Charlotte McKinney?
Charlotte McKinney.
She called him a Snickers.
She called me a Snickers.
Did she? Oh, yeah, that's right. She did call you a Snickers. Snicker.
That's so funny.
What'd you steal?
I don't really. That wasn't really my thing. I don't know. I was afraid of my grandma, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
The white. Oh. All right. No, I'm sorry. I forgot. I forgot the color of your skin.
I like acted out in school, but I don't know. Stealing was like a bridge too far. I remember
stealing was bad, but like humiliating your parents in public.
What do you? Huh?
Like, you know what I mean? Like
throwing yourself on the ground.
Throwing yourself on the ground or calling them assholes. You guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Did you call your parents assholes in public?
No, I get smacked on the butt.
Wow, you were a good kid.
Yeah.
I was like a cut up when grown ups weren't around. Like we'd always get into mischief and shit. But like I still didn't steal. But we'd light shit on fire. And,
ooh.
Like,
oh yeah, that's a good white one. That's a good white one.
Yeah. So funny because my fiance's brother Nick, my fiance's brother Wes, same shit.
Light shit on fire.
He was an arsonist. Arsonist? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is
delete
that about?
That. He was an arson?
Arsonist.
Oh,
you
an arsonist.
Nailed it. You nailed it.
He would light pumpkins on fire during Halloween and roll them down hills.
Pyromaniac.
He was a pyromaniac.
I used to do stuff like that.
What did you? Did you steal?
It goes in the books as like probably one of the worst things, if not the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Was I used to get with my friends and we used to destroy Christmas decoration.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That is terrible.
I feel like it was.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was really bad. Like it started off pretty harmless where we'd make like the reindeer look like they were just humping each other.
Yeah.
And you just set them on top of each other and it was funny. And then it just evolved.
Yeah.
And that, well, we had our one rule was no nativity scenes, just all. I don't know, for some reason at the time it made it seem like it was okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. I still feel bad because I remember I was in a car with five of the guys and I was old enough. I was like, we were old enough to drive and we pulled up in front of a house and I actually knew the guy whose house they saw and they're like, oh, let's go get this guy. And I thought, no, guys, it's my friend Doug's house. And then one guy just goes, we don't know Doug. And they all, and then all of a sudden, I'm just in the car by myself.
And
they're just destroying this guy's front yard.
Oh,
and, oh my God. It was so bad. And then the next day, I go to the school and I just see Doug, and he's so sad.
Really?
And I walk up, I say, Doug, you all right, man? Because somebody just destroyed all my Christmas decorations.
Oh.
Like, his Christmas got ruined, and. I'm so guilty.
You never said anything?
Oh, I couldn't. There's no way.
Until today.
Till this day, doesn't know.
No, I've said it on another show, but.
Yeah. But he knows now. He's
I don't even think he knows.
He doesn't?
I don't think he listens.
God. What a jerk.
But yeah, it was the worst thing I've ever done.
What is it about kids that have to do stuff like that? Why do we have to? Is it because it's all pent up inside us? We got to do stuff like that? Destroy?
It's there, man.
Set things on fire?
We're just looking for that adrenaline rush, and that's the way to get it, but there's. Yeah. Jump off a cliff or something, I guess.
In the water.
Like, I stole because I was really jealous of my friends that had money, and I'm like, man, I want this stuff. I stole it.
Yeah.
I stole a polo shirt from Nordstrom. It was like $150 for it, a polo rugby, and I wore it all year. It's in my high school photo. It was my red and white striped rugby.
That's a come up, though.
With the denim collar. Yo, with the crest. When Polo started putting crests.
I remember that exact shirt.
You remember me rocking it?
I think so.
And I rocked it all the time. Stolen.
I just knew it was impossible to get that big car out of the store, so I didn't even
drive it right out.
That's why.
You were swift about it. I remember when I was working at TJ Maxx and a guy would steal, like, I was working the cashier and a guy would give me a purse and it was like $3 for this purse that I knew was $100-something.
Yeah.
But it would ring up his three because he swapped the stickers.
Oh, they tried to swap the stickers.
You know, and I look
too.
At him, I'm like, yeah. Oh, I think, you know, I think.
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when I saw that, I knew that wasn't the price. I look at him and he has garden shears, like, in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he just looks at me like the meanest face, like, just put in the fucking bag. And, yeah. And I just, like, all right, here you go. Here's in the bag.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait. He threatened you over a purse?
Yeah, that was one of like seven items in his like cart.
Okay.
And they were all just underpriced. And I just gave it to him because I was scared to death.
It's not worth it.
I was like 17,
yeah.
You know?
There you go, sir.
Yeah.
Gucci, $17.95. Got it.
There you are.
It's so crazy, sir, because your Gucci purse is the same price as this T-shirt. Yeah, it's on clearance.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
My son stole. It's so funny because I'm like, why is he stealing?
Yeah.
Why did you steal?
Right.
He took $20 off the counter. Just took it.
Yeah.
Didn't say it. Didn't tell anybody. Just took it. It was on the counter. First of all, if it was a dollar, I get it. That's just loose change out of a pocket. No one really cares about that dollar. No one's going, hey, that dollar was here. $20, people remember $20.
People
you know exactly where you put it. You even tell yourself, oh, don't forget to grab that 20 on the way out. You know what I mean? He grabs the 20 and just grabs it. Then we confront him.
Yeah.
Like, Joe.
How'd that go?
Did you get the 20 bucks? Yeah. Like nonchalant, just, yeah, I got that 20.
Oh, he thought it was like a community 20.
Yeah. I go, that why would you take the 20 without telling anybody that you took the 20?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I don't know. It was there, like, you know.
Like, it's for the
like,
household.
Why do you care? Why do I care? Because it's my money. That's why I care. You just stole from me, Joe.
Right.
I'm looking around for the 20, and you took it. Was it just $20? Like, there's no value to it.
Well, that goes back to how we started this conversation.
Yeah.
Their sense of value is just completely different.
Yeah.
That was a dollar to him.
Bro, I literally had to go on a rant driving to him, driving with him, and like scolding, like upset that he's not getting what I'm mad about.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm just like, bro, do you not get it? Like, you can't just take someone's money.
Right.
I don't even care if it's a nickel. It's not yours. Don't take it.
Right.
Like, ask first. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. And we go into McDonald's and I forgot my wallet. And the lady goes, it's $16.95. And I go, ah, oh, damn it. Forgot my wallet. And then my son looked at me and he goes, you want to borrow 20? I go, you son of a bitch, that's my 20!
He got you.
That's a true story, by the way.
That's funny, though.
That's a true story. And it's so funny because this is why I know my son's going to get into some type of form of entertainment.
Right.
At least a writer, a joke writer, or something. Because he's naturally funny.
Yeah.
And he's very adult with his humor.
Mm-hmm.
He's ahead of his time. Like, he's always been telling jokes like that since he was like nine. Like, eight or nine. Like, like that's adult humor.
Yeah.
You gotta have a quick head for that. And I even asked him, I go, because I laughed. I was like, dude, that was funny. Like, I got mad at first, but then I was like, okay, that was funny. And then he said to me, when we were walking into McDonald's, he was like, I was already thinking that I was going to say that. Like, he already planned it. Like, he already felt it. Like this, you know what I mean? And I was like, I go, Joe, that's the cool thing about that, man. Like, you have it. Like, you have that gift.
He already saw where the callback to that.
He saw it, yeah. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's like, that's why I stole it in the first place.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. I wonder if he'll come in here. He's in the green room. He's in the lobby. Will he come in here, Nick? Okay, let's ask.
Yeah, we'll find out.
My son is here if you guys want to talk to him. Let's see if he'll come in here and tell that story. BarkBox! That's right. You got a pet and you want to give him a treat? Well, guess what? Go to BarkBox. B-A-R-K Box. That's right. It's a fun little box filled with a bunch of treats for your little dog or big dog. It doesn't matter. Just tell them how big your dog is and choose a plan. 1, 6, or 12 months. Deliveries of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys picked around a surprise theme each month. Cancel anytime. Free shipping in the continental U.S. If your dog doesn't like something in the box, they'll send something new. Free! If your dog doesn't like it, guess what? They'll take it right back. Because there's a dog that does like it. We want to find something for your dog. And BarkBox will do that for you. And for a free extra month, go to getbarkbox.com/pond. That's right, getbarkbox.com/pond. P-O-N-D. Subscribe now. Mind you, my son's GPA went up just before he's about to graduate. Got it up.
Get it.
Right where I wanted it to be. Get Got it. His phone back. I took Earned that phone. It. I took that phone away for almost a month. Get in here, Joe. Hurry up. Put the headphones on. Ready? Put the headphones on.
Don't take anything.
Take your time, Joe. Take your damn time. Remember all that remember that whole thing about clothes, you know, these kids today wearing the clothes, and he comes in here with a Gucci sweater. It's like I'm to blame. Put the headphones on. Do you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, talk into the microphone.
What up?
All right. First of all, you're not Jay-Z, so don't walk up here. Do you remember when you stole the $20?
Yeah.
Talking to them. Is his mic on? Is your mic on? Talk.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you remember the $20 when you stole it?
Yeah.
And do you remember when we went to McDonald's immediately after I yelled at you for about 35 minutes?
Yeah.
And you remember how I forgot my wallet?
Yeah.
And then what did you say to me?
I said, I'll pay for you because I have a 20.
Did you know, like, when did you know that you were going to say it? Did you know that when we got to McDonald's or when I was ordering, you were like, you were already planning to say that?
When you were ordering?
Even though, Nick, I want you to know, I was cursing yelling, Chris. I was like, I was fuming. Like, for him to just not know the value of 20 bucks and just take that from somebody and without a care, that's what pissed me off more than the money.
Right.
I was mad that he was just, like, blatantly disrespecting me and like, doing that. You know what I mean? And I'm yelling.
Right.
Like, to the point where I'm like, fucking say sorry, Joe. Don't do that again. As we go to McDonald's, like, if my dad talked to me the way I did to him, I wouldn't talk to my dad the whole night. I would just be like, get me my McDonald's. Let me go home. I want to go to my room. Like, I don't want to even see my dad right now. This asshole's thinking about a joke.
Get a load of this.
Yeah.
I got one.
Oh, I got one. This is going to be so good.
Wait.
He wants to be a comedian. So do I. So, all right. Here's why I brought my son in. So now we've established his personality. My son, and I'm not going to say your GPA unless you want me to. No?
No. No.
Okay, I'll keep it to myself. But let's just say that it was concerning enough for the teacher to call me for an emergency meeting and I had to get a tutor to work overtime and help him bring his grades up because he's in trouble, right? So the last thing you want, Chris, I need you to pay attention on this story.
Gotcha.
The last thing I need is him to be goofing around in the class with the teacher that just called me in for the meeting.
Right.
This teacher just called me in for a meeting, like, concerned. Like, my God, I don't think your son's going to graduate. The way it's looking, it's not looking good.
It's almost like because the teacher called you,
yeah.
It's your problem.
It's my problem, not his.
This is your
now
responsibility.
Fix it. And not only that, I'm embarrassed. Like, oh, damn. Like, I failed as a father, and now my son, you know, I thought I did well. I got him tutors, and he's not excelling in class. This teacher is, like, that concerned.
Right.
Fast forward to him. He shouldn't even be talking in class, correct? Like, just shut up. Pay attention. Talking in class. You want to do the joke or me? You were talking in class, and what'd she say? You were talking to somebody, and you were like, his friend, should we say her name or no? We'll make up a name. Francine?
No, you can say a name.
Grace.
All right, Grace.
So he's talking to Grace in class. No, Grace is talking to you, right?
No, I'm talking to Ellis.
Oh, he's talking to his friend Ellis, and Grace starts talking to them. And then go ahead and tell him what you said.
And I said, Grace, stop talking. No one was talking to you.
Okay, that's funny, right?
Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Kennedy, the person that I had the meeting with, and he knows that I'm already pissed that he's doing this type of behavior in this class. Like, I just had a meeting with Mrs. Kennedy. Don't piss her off. We're trying to get you to pass. You only got a couple weeks left in school. And now you're doing this. You're talking in class. Mrs. Kennedy says what to you?
Says, Joseph, don't say that. That's not nice.
And then what did you say to Mrs. Kennedy?
Miss Kennedy, was anyone talking to you?
to the teacher who holds your fate in her hands. My. She holds your fate in her hands.
And my mouth drops.
Oh, my God.
Because his delivery was so good. If you were, if you would have been, if you would imagine, I just right. like, I'm like on, I'm on edge with this kid. I've taken his phone away. He's literally not, he doesn't have any after school life. He's literally after school. He goes right to this after school thing where they help him with his homework. And then when he comes home, he has another tutor. He literally goes to school from 7 to like 8 o'clock at night. That's all he's doing is studying because of his misbehavior in this particular class. And then that's what he says to me as I pick him up from school. I wanted to wring his neck. Wring his neck. And then he goes, I'm joking. I go, you fucking asshole. But then he goes, what would you have done if I did say that? I was like, I would have laughed. But I mean, kid's good. The kid's really talented, man. Very talented. So what? How do you feel about how you're going to end off this year? What do you think?
Feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
You feel good about the future?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to kill it?
Yeah.
You promise? Oh, God. You don't sound confident at all. I feel like the check that I'm about to write for this private school,
yeah.
I might as well just light it on fire and watch it disappear in front of me. I'd probably get now more enjoyment.
Nick handled it. God dang it, Nick.
Nick loved it. Yeah. Hey-o. We have an email question. Let's go ahead and go to that email.
This is from Gia.
Nice.
And if you guys want to write in, just email askthekoipond.com.
Ooh,
I mean,
like
at gmail.com. Excuse me.
Cool.
Askthekoipond@gmail.com. Hello, Joy, LOL. So... My son is Chilipino, Chinese Filipino.
Ooh, nice.
He's only 8 and he's already growing a really faded mustache. I know it's not from the Chinese gene because 90% of Chinese males can't grow facial hair.
No.
So my question is, does little Joe have facial hair? And if so, when did he start?
Yes, he does have a light mustache.
Is he shaving?
Peach fuzz.
Yeah, it's a little peach fuzz, but it's dark. It's dark. And how old were you when you got that? Last year?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago, probably.
Yeah, 2 years ago, probably. It's the same. I bought him white underwear 2 years ago also, and now his mustache and those underwear are the same color. Dark brown.
Yeah, I had a mustache in like 8th grade.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You look like a chia pet.
Yeah, it's all
no, over. No. You look like a Monchichi. Remember Monchichi?
I don't know what that is.
Those are cute little, yeah, they were little cute little
teddy bears. Yeah, they're super cute. Yeah.
He does.
My son, I bought my son about 14 pair of white underwear, and he likes to just wear two. Two out of the 14. And what is the reason behind that, Joe?
I don't want to get the other ones dirty.
So gross. Absolutely gross. It was so gross. He literally is wearing a fart cover. It is literally just a filter. It's not even underwear anymore. And he wears it every damn day. And I'm like, Joe, you have 14 to choose from. But I don't want to wash those. So you're just going to keep rotating these two? Disgusting.
Why white?
It was the only ones that came with the red waistband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a cool pair of underwear if you clean them.
At least there's a good reason. Yeah.
Now it looks like he washes dishes with them. Joe, in no way am I trying to embarrass you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're so handsome. I'm just saying, clean up. You know what I mean? Do for the ladies. What do you think?
Is that...
Maybe those girls are addicted to your smell. A lot of girls are attracted to pheromones.
Maybe they like that.
It's just yours is above pheromone. It's like pheromone and human poop. You don't care, huh? The ladies love you?
Yeah.
Yep. Love especially you Grace regardless. After she hears she got a mention.
Dude, Grace, her dad, her grandfather is a living legend. Hello. Vince Scully.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Wow.
To say my grandfather is Vince Scully.
Right.
What?
Does she sound exactly like him?
Grace is actually my favorite friend that he has. I say it every year, huh? When he first went to this school, Grace was the first person to talk to my son. And I was like, oh, I love that girl. She's great. Is she cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a fun conversation. Huh? What do you want to be when you grow up, Joe?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it right now. You got plenty of time to think about it.
You looking forward to your new school? High school?
Kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
What is your favorite? Who's your favorite singer right now? Is it Celine Dion or maybe some classics like some Gladys Knight and the Pips? You look like a Motown guy. No? What is it? What are you listening to right now?
Hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, but what's your favorite artist? Who?
Little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, Little Uzi Vert. Lucifer.
Oh.
You know I was going to do that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Little Lucifer. What's your favorite song from Little Lucifer?
Sideline Watching.
Yeah. I'm not happy with that. You don't like any of my music? What don't you like about my music? Tell everybody why you hate my music so much. When you put Little Uzi Vert on, and then I switch it over to, like, mine, R&B's Greatest Hits.
It's not a loaded question.
What do you hate about my music?
It's too slow and boring.
And what do they sing about?
Same stuff all the time.
Like what? Tell me. Like, do a song, like how you sing it. How would it sound? What do you do in the car? Sing something. Like, just make up a song. Go.
I can't make up a song.
You do it all the time in the car.
No, I don't. Oh,
God, don't embarrass me right now. Here, let's play him a song. Do we have a song for him? Let's play a song for him. Let's see if you like this song. You ready? I think you'll like it.
Which one?
Anything. Anything that has to do with love. A little R&B music. Let's see if you like this, Joe.
Is he singing in the shower?
Ooh, no, he won't sing. He's singing next Tuesday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
This song is awful.
Why is this awful? Why?
This song.
What's wrong with it?
I don't like it.
Little Uzi Vert.
What is it about? You know what it's about?
I don't know. I've never heard the whole song.
You just have to hear the first line.
What about a lovemaking song? Or a laugh track? Hey, you guys. You know, I've been talking about True Car a lot. You know why? You're looking to buy a car. You want to make sure that you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times this isn't the case. People configure cars online only later to find out they're not available. With True Car, you get real pricing on actual inventory. This is not pricing offered by True Car, but pricing from an actual dealer. And not just any dealer, but a True Car certified dealer. Using True Car, you can easily find your car that you want. Next, True Car will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car that you're looking for. There are over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Here, wait, there's a second half to the email.
Okay, go
as
for
well.
It.
And it's a complete 180 on topic, but also, what is your take on Lynch going to the Raiders?
Oh, I love it.
As a diehard Raiders fan and a huge Beastler fan, I'm super excited. But you, as a Seahawks fan, I'd like to hear what you think, knowing a lot of Seahawks fans are very butthurt over it.
Well, we're butthurt, but that has nothing to do. I think that had a lot to do with the office. I mean, I think they should have took care of the guy a little bit more,
right.
Treated him like the superhero that he was, quit praising the guys that were on that team that weren't the super. He was the superstar.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. I mean, I think his feelings were hurt when the play that they called, that slant.
Yeah.
I mean, I think his feelings were hurt right there. He single-handedly took over that game. You know what I mean? And there was a couple of good luck charms, too, in that game. But I'm just saying.
You can't really have an issue with him.
There is no issue with him. He's the greatest running back of our time, especially for Seattle.
Right.
And they should have took care of that man. They should have treated him. They should have gave him the team, basically.
Yeah.
And two, the Raiders are no longer in my division.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like back in the day when I was at school, the Raiders were our nemesis, man. That mm-hmm. it was like that was we used to hate the it was the Raiders or the Broncos. We hated either one of them. But it's like now it's like we're NFC now.
Right.
We're not AFC anymore. So it's like and I'm from Vegas, so I just won. I just got myself a great running back.
Right.
Because I'm from Vegas, man. So I'll be going to some Raider games.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't wait, man. Joe, you going with us?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yep.
And you got to cheer for the guy. He got to go home and play at home for two years.
Yeah, he gets to go to Oakland, man. That's man, the guy's good, man. He's so damn good. His commercials were great, too.
Right.
I love everything about Marshawn Lynch. Throwback running back, man. I wish they could play like that again.
Yeah.
There's no one that plays like him.
Yep. And that, thank you, Gia, for writing in. Please submit your questions to askthekoipond@gmail.com.
Always ask the koi pond. So anyways, Joe, I love the fact that you came on the show. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite product that you put in your hair?
Conditioner.
Dang.
Do you like to take a shower every night?
Every morning.
Every morning, yeah. Yeah, you got to see what he does during the day, though. He really deserves a bath at night. Someday it'll catch up, right? Right now you just don't care, huh?
No.
Nah, he doesn't care. Because the ladies love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like confidence.
Overly confident.
Yeah.
This kid is beyond confident. That was a fun show. I liked it. Did you guys like it?
I love it.
I think it was great. If you have kids, hey, make them take a bath.
And wear more than two pairs of their underwear.
Yeah, wear more.
encourage get the other ones dirty. It's
encourage
fine.
Good hygiene.
Yeah.
Encourage washing their clothes and encourage not to shoplift. Stop stealing, Joe.
I steal that much.
No, that. Not at all. The thing about my son, he doesn't need to steal, and then he tells me right when he does it, I just took it. Why? I don't know. I was eating it, and I forgot to pay. Where'd you take that from? 7-Eleven? That was in Hawaii. You took something from a store. Oh, no, you took a nose ring.
Yeah.
What'd you take?
At Disneyland.
Wait, you just stole something from Disneyland?
I accidentally stole the pizza.
You just don't accidentally week? Steal a pizza, Joe. I gave you a lot of money. What are you doing? Why'd you do that?
Because it was crowded and like there's people at the registers. Just walked past the register and ate my pizza.
The lines were too long?
Joe, you can go to prison for that. It's called stealing. Do you want to go to jail?
I'm not going to jail for that.
If I tell them to put you in jail. What'd you do with the money I gave you?
I spent it on clam chowder.
I hate this kid. I hate him so much.
He wanted that bread bowl.
Surprised you didn't walk out with that damn thing. Did you?
What? No. Oh,
okay. Well, this has been
No, fun. You got to pay first to get the clam chowder.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah. We are going to have to check Joe's sweatshirt before he leaves.
Yeah, I would. He's probably got something from Corolla's stash. All right, you guys. That was fun. I had a lot of fun. Thank you, Joe, for coming on.
No problem.
Dre, good luck.
With
the prom? Oh, the proms are already passed.
They're over, man.
That's right.
They're over. It's done.
Now it's college.
Whatever happened, happened.
Now you got to worry about AJ in college. Whatever happened, happened. Nothing happened, you jerk off. Netflix, baby. Watch Joe Koy live from Seattle. It's streaming live now. I mean, streaming now. Go to Netflix, you guys. JoeKoy.com, JoKOY. Drano, yep. Follow at Drano. Follow the real Nick Davis and, of course, Chris Laxamana.
Oh.
I love you guys. Thank you. That's the Koy Pond. We're out.